Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Today is the Sabbath. And in this brief intelligence session, we are discussing the revelation that PFAS polyfluoroalkyl substances have been found in Band-Aids, in bandages, and many other products in the healthcare industry. Band-Aid, Walmart, and CVS, among bandage brands, have been found to contain toxic PFAS. You can thank DuPont, 3M, and a couple of other corporations for this biologically deleterious carcinogenic substance. Many popular U.S. bandage brands contain alarming levels of toxic PFAS. I said many popular United States bandage brands contain alarming levels of toxic PFAS, which are also known as forever chemicals. New research suggests raising questions about the product's safety. No, we don't need to raise any questions. We can just simply declare it as scientists that it is unsafe. It is carcinogenic. It is cancer-causing. It is poison. There is no questions that need to be raised, except for whether or not it was intentional to put this in these products, which we already know the answer before we ask the question. Of course it was intentionally put in these products. We have a depopulation agenda that needs to be fulfilled. This is how the Luciferians and the elites feel. This is what their thought is. This is the vibration that they give off. This is what they use their intellect to architect and blueprint. For the future. They want to eliminate worthless eaters. We are still living in an atmosphere that is inundated and saturated with the spirit of eugenics. Testing of 40 types of bandages made by companies such as Band-Aid, Curad, Walmart, and CVS found 26 products, or 65% of those products, contain alarming levels of a marker of PFAS. Perfluoroalkyl substances. The chemicals were detected in the adhesive flaps and in absorbent pads that press against wounds. The findings are a wake-up call for companies that have the chemicals in their products, said Linda Birnbaum, a former senior Environmental Protection Agency official who analyzed the findings of bandage testing commissioned by the Mamavation or Mamavation blog. This stuff can directly enter the body from the bandage, and it doesn't make sense for these companies to use it. Unless those companies are on board with fulfilling Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and some of the goals and aspirations of the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300, the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, the Illuminati bloodlines and families who do not have any connections to the ancient Babylonians, as some have posited, such as David Icke. I respect some of David Icke's works because there is journalistic value to his work, him being a formal journalist. But when it comes to world history and the accurate presentation of history, there we have some very strong disagreements. But anyway, this stuff can directly enter the body from the bandage, and it doesn't make sense for these companies to use it, Birnbaum said. Research has found PFAS, forever chemicals, can be easily absorbed by the skin, the largest organ of the body, which Birnbaum said makes the use of absorbent pads that touch wounds all the more concerning. Yes, you are directly inserting carcinogens into your biosystem. PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are a class of about 15,000 chemicals often used to make products resistant to water, stains, and heat. They are called forever chemicals because they do not naturally break down and are linked to cancer, liver problems, thyroid issues, birth defects, kidney disease, decreased immunity, and other serious health problems. We've spoken about it before, that forever chemicals, C8, PFAS, can be found in the bloodstreams of polar bears in Antarctica, in fish in Antarctica, in other animals and species all over the planet, all over the planet. What are we dealing with here? Destroyers of the earth, as it is written in HaBerith HaKadoshah, in the New Testament of the Bible. Inventors of evil. Inventors of evil is what we're dealing with here. I said those forever chemicals are responsible for cancer, liver problems, thyroid issues, birth defects, kidney disease, decreased immunity, and other serious health problems. Most companies do not alert consumers to their use of PFAS in products. Of course they don't, and they won't. And rules favorable to the industry, rules allow manufacturers to claim the chemicals' use as a trade secret. I repeat, most companies do not alert consumers to their use of PFAS in products. And rules favorable to the industry, rules allow manufacturers to claim the chemicals' use as a trade secret, meaning a trade secret does not have to be published legally. Here is where you find out that legality can be used seditiously, can turn out to be unprofitable for good due to these trade secrets. You are able to withhold from the consumer what danger they're putting themselves in. A lack of knowledge is leading to their death. They're literally on a installment plan for self-suicide. A suicidal self-eradicating installment plan. It's pretty bad, it's pretty sad, because coffee cups have this forever chemical built into them in order to not allow the liquid within the cup to seep through the cup. The chemicals keep the coffee in the cup and happen to leach out into the beverage that you're drinking. These forever chemicals are in all these paper products. It is such a diabolical situation. Anyway, so the companies do not have to alert the consumers to their usage of PFAS in their products because of the trade secret clause. However, independent testing has increasingly revealed the wide use of PFAS, especially in personal care products such as dental floss and toilet paper. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has done little to restrict their use. Of course, because the Food and Drug Administration is diabolical also. Food and Drug Administration has done little to restrict their use, and no limits exist for levels in personal care products. Band-Aid did not immediately respond to a request for comment. PFAS are commonly used in adhesives because the chemicals help with moistening and penetrate the substrate to improve the bond, which may explain their presence in bandage flaps. But PFAS were found at the highest levels in the absorbent pads, possibly because they prevent blood from soaking through the bandage. Birnbaum said, though she stressed it was unclear because companies hide such information. It is possible that some companies are unintentionally adding PFAS because the chemicals are used as processing aids during manufacturing. No, I'm sorry. The chemists there know exactly what the effects of using PFAS are. They know what the effects are. They know that the effects are deleterious. I mean, what about the civil suit that was raised against DuPont many years ago? Due to C8 being leaked into groundwater, rivers, lakes, and streams in Virginia. And in other places. We've known for a long time that these forever chemicals are fatal. About one third of the brands tested did not contain PFAS, which Birnbaum said highlighted that the chemicals do not need to be used to make bandages effective. Exactly. They don't need to be used, but someone chose to purposefully use them. This is not, I mean, we've had a major civil suit about PFAS before against DuPont and 3M. You mean to tell me these other corporations don't know that? Oh, they definitely know that. They definitely know because DuPont lost a lot of money. They had to pay out a lot of money. A lot of money. I don't think companies like paying out a lot of money if they don't have to. But these other corporations simply don't care. They don't care. don't want you to know. They hope that you stay in the dark. Just like now, all of the truth is starting to spill out about the COVID-19 injections. I wouldn't be surprised if we do some forensic research today. We may even find traces of PFAS in those vaccines, in those injections, in those gene therapies. Let me be more precise and more accurate. We may find PFAS in those gene therapies. We already know that graphene is in those gene therapies. I don't care what Google said. I don't care what Associated Press said. I don't care what Reuters said. I don't care what CNN said. I don't care what Fauci said. I don't care what none of them said. What the CDC said. What the FDA said. What NIAID said. What the NIH said. We don't care what none of them said. Because the research has shown otherwise. Contrary. The patents have revealed contrary information, data, and science. We have thousands of papers written that show that graphene and reduced graphene oxide is used as a drug delivery mechanism at a nano level. It is part of nanoscience. It is part of the biomedical application of nano drugs. So like I said, all we deal with on this show is real science. We deal with superior science. I can't listen to the Mockingbird media. I can't listen to the mind-controlled marionette puppets that are put before me, who are paid to spew propaganda and lies and deceit and falsehood and foolishness and anti-scientific rhetoric. Up here presenting so-called science that turns out to be anti-scientific. Anyway, Birnbaum goes on to say, in closing, PFAS are everywhere, and unless we stop using them unnecessarily, they are just going to continue building up in the environment and our bodies, she said. So she basically lets you know that yes, what I've been saying all along, it is so asinine and stupid and ridiculous and foolish to continue talking about you're raising all this money to fight against cancer and Cancer Awareness Month and all these things that all these variegated institutions are doing, claiming that they're fighting to cure cancer, but they neglect and ignore the fact that the changes have to come immediately and swiftly, starting with the corporations. You have to stop producing carcinogens and putting them into people's food and foodware, health and healthcare, etc., etc., etc. If you don't stop these things and reverse these things, you are never going to eradicate cancer. How could the scientific community be so stupid? I don't want to hear about no cancer vaccine. I don't want to hear about no cancer pill. Eliminate that which is the root cause of the cancer. Eliminate the cause of the cancer. Stop putting carcinogens in the food, in the air, in the water, in the injections, in the clothes, in the materials that we use, in the pans and pots and frying pans that we cook with, in the cups that we drink our coffee out of. Stop using it as a lining for the cartons that you put our milk in, etc., 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 etc. We could go on forever. It's time to start using some real intelligence in the higher halls of academia. At the round table of academia, it's time to use some real common sense. It's time to use some real intelligence. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.